This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
So, Graham, here we are again. Monday, yeah. Stage door.
Yeah, bit cooler this week, isn't it?
It is. Shall we talk about the weather? No.
No, because it's going to get worse.
We're unanimous in that, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are. We are going to talk about tribute bands, though, because we agreed, didn't we, that we would.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I hesitate once more, dear listeners, to raise this subject, because Graham's got that twinkle in his eye again. But I was wondering, in fact, we both were wondering, if you had to form a new tribute band, which band would it be a tribute to? Mm-hmm. And this is the question, what would you call it? So, do you want to go first? You've got a whole string of ideas, haven't you?
I have, actually. Because one great idea leads to another. Well, and this is absolutely true, I was in a tribute band myself.
No.
Yeah.
Were you?
And it was a Shadows, I didn't realise at the time, but it was a Shadows tribute band.
Yeah.
And it was formed by a group of us at work, and we all worked in the same place. And they said, we need a name for the band. And I came up with, why don't we call ourselves the 5 o'clock Shadows?
Yeah.
Because we all knock off at 5.
Yeah.
And it's a Shadows tribute group. And,
that's a good one.
I didn't actually know that there's about a million other 5 o'clock Shadows out there in the world. So you have to be careful about where you put your apostrophes and
so
stuff.
So how long ago was that, Graham?
Well, the band started in the 5 o'clock Shadows about... blimey, it would have been about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, and it packed up a couple of years ago.
Okay. All right. Go on, give us some names.
Okay, I reckon if I was gonna start some bands, I'd have No Direction for the obvious one. But if I wanted to start a reggae tribute band, I'd call myself P45.
I like it.
And for a bit of rock, Comes and Goeses.
That is terrible.
And we'd be a bit blasé about, like, you know, rehearsals and turn up for gigs and all that sort of stuff.
Comes and Goeses. No.
Have you got any?
Yeah, I've got a couple. You know, I've always been a fan of the Kinks.
Oh, yeah.
What about the Stinks?
Yeah, that's good one.
And the EastEnders instead of the Pretenders.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stun boy you, mate. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I've got one more, but come on, let's have Warriors.
I've got Add This instead of Take That, and Plum Jam instead of Pearl Jam.
Oh no, yeah. Plum Jam.
What about?
Yeah.
What about? Maybe Gaga.
Yeah, and who was the top of the bill at Glastonbury?
Was it Blobby Williams?
No. It was Ed Sheeran, but I'm thinking of a tribute to him, and you could call it Sheep Sheeran.
Oh, that's really good.
But that's as good as it gets, I'm afraid. But
okay.
How many million more have you got, Ray?
I've got Cheap Purple. Blobby Williams is actually, I thought of it. All right, and then I looked it up because I needed a bit more inspiration. And there is actually a guy who's a little bit on the plumper side, and he's got
Blobby
a cracking
Williams.
Voice. Yeah, but he's Blobby Williams. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Cool. Give us one more. Go on.
Okay. What about You Also?
As oh yeah,
you
that's
too.
Clever.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Yeah.
Or Me Also. Yeah. But is there a band that you think you and I could put together? Instead of Bros, it could be Dross. Oh, there were three of them, though, weren't there?
As we're both spectacle wearers, we could have Blur Vision.
Yeah. Are you going to revive the 5 o'clock shadows or call it like 8 o'clock shadows because you're a bit older now?
Call it the weekend shadows.
Yeah.
No. I've blunted my drumsticks.
Have you?
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
Yeah.
Can you get ointment for that?
You can. Yeah. It's like blister blasters, but. But one of the other guys. I mean, they're all much older than me. I wasn't even born when the shadows were out.
No, of course
so,
you were.
I had no
we
idea.
We believe you, Graham. Yeah.
I had no idea what their music was. Yeah. I remember Cliff Richard, but only
who.
Exactly. So, he's doing another tour as well, isn't he, sir?
Yeah.
And he's looking good for what? Is he
130? 110, isn't he? 110.
Right, yeah.
But he's doing a tour, what, of the home that he's... The residential home? Sorry, Cliff. Sir Cliff.
Sir Cliff, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
you won't be getting you won't be getting tickets now, will you?
No. Oh, dear, how sad. Come on, give us the events listings, Graham.
Okay. Well, there's quite a few. I didn't have a chance to look up any films, but the Sausage and Cider Festival is on this weekend on Saturday at the Griffin in Godshill from... I think it's about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Is that live a tribute music band?
No, it should be, though, shouldn't it?
It should be.
Sausage and Cider Fest.
That could be our name. With two of us. Which is which?
In terms of music, Crossfire, Rockefeller and the White Hot Pipes. They've got local crafts and face painting. Tahiki Isle of Wight Summer Launch Party. On Sunday, the 1st of July at Ventnor Winter Gardens. Every month, Tahiki is set to bring the Isle of Wight a whole new style of event hosted by some of the world's biggest and best DJs. You can expect performers and performances, huge artists, confetti shots, inflatables, tropical cocktails. This will be the best nightclub on the island.
Wow.
According to the Facebook page, yeah.
It says here.
Absolutely, yeah. Facebook. Festival of the Sea Day on Sunday the 2nd of July from 10 at the Archaeology Discovery Centre, Sunken Secrets at Fort Victoria, Yarmouth. Free activities include a sand fork competition, a fossil walk, making a coracle, beach hunts, and a fancy dress competition. There'll also be a book reading and a talk with local artist Zoe Sadler.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
Yeah. Now, you know when you're travelling on the upper saloon of a bus and you can look over into people's gardens?
Upper saloon?
Yeah.
Would you mean top deck?
Technically, that's what it's called.
Okay.
The upper saloon.
I beg your pardon.
Above the lower saloon.
Oh, indeed.
But yeah, on the top deck. You can see it in the people's gardens.
Yeah.
You know, there's some along the way that will stand out because they'll have some beautiful colour or some design or some features. Well, did you know you can actually go and visit these private gardens?
No.
Not all of them, but just some of them. A couple of years ago, I found this website, and it's called the National Garden Scheme. And basically,
if you
enjoy your gardening, and you'd like other people to come in and, you know, have a look around and be nosy and ask questions and stuff like that, well, you can register your garden on this site.
Yeah.
And then people can come in. Now, you can choose, you know, if you go on the website, it's, the website address is NGS... N for November, G for George, S for snake.
You're struggling here, aren't you?
.uk.
Yeah.
And you just put in a search, so you can search Isle of Wight, you can search for this week, this weekend.
Graham
this
Craig's house, you can search for that.
Yeah, if Graham Craig had his garden open,
you
wouldn't want to come and visit mine. and you can put a search in, and there's always, mostly throughout the year, there's always at least two or three gardens that are open, obviously more in the summer, and you can go and talk to the owners and ask them about what they've done in the garden. You could even just go and be really nosy if you...
I think I like that idea.
So, and some even put on some tea and cakes and hot drinks and stuff like that, and
cream teas. Oh yes,
Not for free, obviously.
No,
they might do, but
Okay.
You might have to pay for it. But anyway, go on the website. If you like gardens and you like wandering around gardens, and particularly private gardens that you don't have an opportunity to walk around, you know, front, back, wherever it is, then go on the website and have a look.
Okay.
ngs.org.uk. There's a craft, a garden, talking of gardens, there's a garden craft fair on Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th of July. They've got a studio at the top of the garden in which they display glass art. I think this is Bembridge glass art. And then they open up the rest of the rear and front gardens to as many crafters as they can fit in. You know, plenty of parking around there, street parking as well. So they've got wood turning, ceramics, knitwear, handmade cards, plaques, candles, photographs, paintings, and many, many more. Oh. So,
will there be a whittler?
I don't know, there might be. But if you go on their website, there's a link through our Facebook page on the events.
You can't beat a bit of whittling in the garden, I think. Sorry, carry on.
And you're, I think they charge an entry fee. It all goes to local charities. They've in the past they've supported the RLNI, the Rainbow Club, Ride Alzheimer's Cafe, and lots of others. So, you know, worthy cause. Royals recital by Medina Community Choir, that's on Sunday from 10:30 to 12 at Key Arts. The award-winning Medina Community Choir will be performing a selection of highlights from the summer season, including a preview of their Royals repertoire, which is Queen, Prince, and Lady Gaga.
I like it, see what they're doing there.
So not just old style choir singing, but, you know, a bit of contemporary stuff as well. We like that. And as well as a few light classics they'll be showcasing this year at Classic Isle event.
Okay.
The NHS birthday bash on Tuesday the 4th of July from 7 till 11. I've got to rework these 24-hour timings in my head.
Yeah.
That's at Key Arts. It's a fab evening of music at the Key Arts Centre to celebrate 69 years of the NHS. Free admission, donations on the night to good causes. It features the NHS Nightingales.
Yeah.
The Return of Penguin Brulee.
Right.
And Rug. Now, when I'm putting these together, I like to kind of like find out a little bit more information. So NHS Nightingales is the choir made up from, you know, staff that work at the hospital and various medical centres. Penguin Brulee, I couldn't find anything out at all, apart from...
Is it a hobby?
Well, I don't know. It says
an activity?
I don't know. Maybe it might be a band.
Yeah, it might be like Find the Penguin somewhere on the Key Art site, you know.
Yeah.
Could be.
And Rug, R-U-G, when I... You know, did a search for that. All that came up was carpets. So I cannot enlighten you any further as to what those things will be. However, Fame is at Medina Theatre on Wednesday, the 28th of June. Dance Your Hearts Away at Medina Theatre with the Isle of Wight College Performing Arts students and other local performers. The Family Summer Picnic is at Culverdown on Saturday, the 1st, from 11 a.m. And, you've got take a packed lunch, take some party food, take some spare clothes, take a tent gazebo. I think it's going to be a little bit cloudy.
It should be dry by the weekend, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be too bad. Anybody doing outdoor events this week might be one or two showers, but it's not going to be a washout week by any means. So don't let that put anyone off.
Yeah.
Should be good.
No worries.
Okay, thanks very much, Graham.
No problem. www.vectisradio.com